Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Big night for the Rochester Nighthawks. Now, we already know what the logo looks like. There's a K in it, too. I don't know if you saw that right away. It's a powerful logo.
Cannot get over that. You missed that the first time.
It's really impressive. The uniforms. What are they going to look like when they take the field this season? We've got a couple of Nighthawks in studio joining us this afternoon in the sports bar. Welcome Sean Evans and Turner Evans. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, Sean, for Nighthawk fans, know who this name is. And coming over from Buffalo last year, former Nighthawk 2007, two-time league MVP. I think a lot of people were surprised that you were actually available in the expansion draft. Is this something you requested, or how did that all go down?
It wasn't something I requested, but I think with the salary cap and, you know, I can only hold 10 players that, you know, they took a lot of younger players. So it left me available, and it brought me back to Rochester where I started. So it's a great opportunity, and, you know, hopefully I can finish here.
Being exposed like that, does that bother you? Does it give you a chip on the shoulder going into this season? Is it something that you could have expected going into this offseason?
Well, I think you're giving me goosebumps right now. I think it gives me more of a chip on my shoulder to, you know, kind of excel a little bit more and prove people wrong.
I love it.
Yeah, and you know, you are cut. How? What's the age gap between you and Turner here?
7 years.
Seven years. Yeah.
Okay, so Turner, and then you can pass the mic along. Turner Evans also last year played with San Diego. By the way, I mean, now you come over to Rochester, and you've been through this before. You were in the expansion draft last year, so you were part of being a part of that San Diego expansion franchise. How was that whole experience for you?
Yeah, so I've been through the expansion process before. It's a pretty unique experience. It's a little bit different. You get a lot of guys coming into the team with a chip on their shoulder, like Sean said, looking to compete and win games throughout the year to kind of prove themselves and prove everyone else that they still got what it takes to play.
You've got this experience playing with expansion teams. Now, it's a different sport, but the Vegas Golden Knights kind of changed everybody's expectation as to what an expansion team can be in year one. Can an expansion team win in this league?
Yeah, I think so. I think with the sport of lacrosse in general, you saw it in hockey with the Vegas Golden Knights. There's a lot of great players out there, so it's not diluting any of the product on the floor. With the expansion, everyone's getting great players still, so I think you can still win with an expansion team and compete in this league.
Yeah, and absolutely. You know, you got to have that goal on your at the start of the year that you want to win. You shouldn't be playing if you don't want to win. So, you know, Dan Carey, the GM of the Nighthawks, you know, if you look at who he picked up in the expansion draft, a lot of talented players, and you know, he's adding those pieces in to make us a contender. So, you know, we're ready to go, and, you know, we play to win.
Sean Evans, Turner Evans, our guest here in the sports bar. Sean, question for you, because every sport has this. This is my opinion. I think the lacrosse community is unbelievably tight. You know, everybody knows everybody coming up playing together. Free agency comes on August 1st. You being a veteran, you know who's good in this league. It's fun for the Nighthawk GM to be going shopping, but are you helping in those recruiting efforts or anything? I mean, how does that all go? I mean, filling out this roster, who would you like to see here?
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of great players out there and a lot of older players that I've played with on different teams. And, you know, I think Dan's been around a long time, too. He's been in this league as well. And I think he knows the players that he wants. And, you know, I think he asked me the odd question. But, you know, I'll give my opinion. But, you know, there'll be a lot of good surprises coming around the corner here.
And, Turner, you played your college lacrosse at Ohio State. You were an academic All-Big Ten selection. The entry draft is coming up here in September. Walk us through that process when you're a collegiate player and you're getting drafted into the NLL. How was that process for you?
Yeah, so for me personally, growing up, I played box lacrosse my whole life, being from Peterborough, Ontario.
Yeah.
Growing up, watching my cousins, Shawnee, Scotty, who played in Rochester before, it's something you always look forward to, and it's kind of been a dream of yours for a long time. So it's a really cool experience for everyone that's coming into the draft. I can't wait to see who we get in Rochester this year, and just to build our team even that much more. Looking forward to seeing what happens.
Now, I don't think San Diego came here last year, but certainly you were part of that Toronto team. So you've come. What is it like coming to play in Rochester? We may not have the biggest crowds, but they're pretty loyal here.
Yeah, coming to Rochester, you know the fans are going to be cheering loud. You know they're going to give you a hard time in the arena. So being on the other side of the coin now, I think that's it's going to be something I'm looking forward to.
Sean, you're a champion with the Rochester Nighthawks. I mean, you know, you started your career here. Let me see if I've got it right here. 2007 to 2012, I want to say.
2006 to 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so this being your 15th season, leading Buffalo to the finals last year, I mean, I can tell in your eyes, there's an intensity about the way you handle your life. You're going to come to Rochester, and your hope is, hey, this is a team that can make it to the championship.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you got to have those goals in mind, and, you know, getting a little bit older, you know, I got one championship under my belt. You know, I want more. You know, I want more rings around my finger, and you know, and the things that you remember, you don't remember those losses. You remember those wins, those championships with those teammates and all those great seasons you have. So those are the big things that we're gearing up for. And, you know, we're looking forward to what's in store for us.
What are you guys doing in the off season here? I mean, are you playing? I mean, you have two professional outdoor leagues now going here.
Yeah. So me and Turner also run our own business back home, you know, teaching youth players, going to elementary schools and teaching kids the sport of lacrosse and growing the game. I also play in the MLL with the Dallas Rattlers, so, you know, kind of a little bit of everything. And then when I get home, I also got four kids, so I got a busy household.
They got the sticks in their hands already. How old are they?
They got the stick in their hands. My 11-year-old plays girls field lacrosse, and I'm trying to work on my twin 5-year-old. So they're coming. They're building. So
you're speaking about your business, you know, back home, and the sport is obviously huge in Ontario. Talk about how the sport has grown, not just south of the border here in Western New York, but, you know, across the United States. I mean, it was expansion team in San Diego. What was that like? And talk about just the growth of the game as a whole.
Oh, it's rapidly growing. It's growing all over North America. There's so many great players coming out of you know, college, universities, Canada. All over the place. You know, I think there's you know, a couple Australian players that are out there. The talent's there, and the league's growing, and you know, it just getting more exciting each year. You know, I think we have 13 teams now with the two teams added in, and, you know, I think they're adding a couple more in the next couple of years. So there's a lot of talent, and you know, for us to be able to help grow that and other players to help grow that and see it develop, hopefully we'll be making those millions here soon.
Sean Evans, Turner Evans, our guest here in the sports bar. Sean, last year, I mean, I just want to forget about last year for a few different reasons. One, we knew that things are kind of coming to an end in Rochester. But two, the static start there, you know, the labor agreement, everything getting pushed back. I mean, you know, for us here in Rochester, maybe this is going to be like a totally new roster that we're not completely familiar with. But I would just think from a standpoint of, we know when the dates are and everything else compared to last year for fans here, it's got to be kind of exciting.
Oh, absolutely. It's gonna be great. Especially with that quick start last year, we just kind of jumped right into it. But you know, with all this hype and the build-up going into it, and some of the players that we picked up, we're building a great team here, and it's coming together, and I think the fans should be excited for this. And it's a whole new rebuild, and it's going to be a lot better atmosphere too as well.
Have you seen the uniforms yet that we're going to be seeing later tonight?
I have, and you know, I got to keep my lips sealed here.
So come on.
I mean, it's radio. They can't really even see anything. Can you describe it a little bit? Let us paint a picture in the minds. No, you're getting a big hard no over here from me.
I'm getting the stare down over here. But
nothing. She's got the intensity that you have when she's saying, no, you cannot. You cannot share that information.
They're a clean, crisp jersey, so I think the fans are going to love it, and I know I like it, so...
Sean, you are going to be on the same show today because Chevy Chase is coming up. So I got to ask you, do you have a favorite Chevy Chase movie?
Oh, you know what? I've watched all of his movies back today, but the one that sticks out is Vegas Vacation. You know, it's a great movie. I like, you know, Mr. Papa Giorgio, his son there. Put a dollar, win a car. Put a dollar, win a car.
This is the thing. It's like every Chevy Chase movie is quotable. Like, I can't think of one. All right, there's probably a couple of bombs in there that you wouldn't have, like, a line that you remember. But the good ones, the vacation movies, Fletch.
It's funny, like you said, Caddyshack. What's the best vacation movie, though? I think that's the third best one. If I had to rank them, it's... Number one is the original Christmas, and then I would go Vegas. Absolutely. And European is kind of...
I liked European. Yeah. I think Christmas is the best.
Christmas is up there.
Christmas has become a tradition. Like, Christmas in my house is our favorite Christmas movie. Like, we set a night during the holidays, like, we're watching Christmas Vacation. Like, That one, in the original Vacation, I mean, Wally World, and come on, you know, Moose says, Park's close. You know,
just a big goof on Disney.
It's so great. Well, so great.
A lot of families can relate to that, too, with all the stuff happening in the households. Big families, a lot of stuff happens, and you know, I think that's why people enjoy that.
That's absolutely right. Well, guys, pleasure to have you in here. Looking forward to the uniform unveiling. Sean Evans, Turner Evans, Rochester Nighthawks here in studio. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time this afternoon. We really appreciate you making it.
All right, thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so free agency opening up on August 1st, the draft in September, and the Nighthawks. Craig, when are we going to schedule?
Early September.
Early September.
Okay. All right, there you go. Lacrosse fans, Nighthawk fans, there's your fix. Sean Evans, Turner Evans, Rochester Nighthawks joining us. Don't forget the uniform unveiling tonight.
RochesterNighthawks.com.
RochesterNighthawks.com. There you go. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Up next, in the sports bar, takes. I'll drink to that is on the way, Gino.
What are the Twins doing last night? You talk about poking the bear against a team you don't own. All of a sudden, a Tuesday night game against the Yankees has a little bit of added meaning. And a Warrior fan sat courtside for basically half a season. Now, the Golden State Warriors, that's got to be the toughest ticket, right? Did it for $3 a game. And he shared the detail on how he did it. And it should scare every arena to death because it seems so easy. We'll give you the details and... Yeah, we won't say do this at... Don't try this at home.
I'll drink to that is on the way next. You're in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports League. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.